Brave boys, we shall soon have an army of those that will both the French and the Papists oppose. What though they do now on the Protestants frown, it is not those Romans that shall run us down. For every tradesman his calling will leave, and bright shining armor resolves to receive. The weavers they throw by their shuttle and loom, resolving to stand against treacherous Rome, whose insolent pride did their betters degrade, and oftentimes proved the ruin of trade. Therefore the brave weavers will now play their part, vowing that, monsieur, they'll vex to the heart. The valiant shoemakers in hundreds come, resolving to follow the true martial drum, with flourishing colors to enter the field, not fearing to make the proud enemy yield. The bones of Saint Hugh they do now bid adieu, as having a far greater work now to do. The butchers, the dyers, the hatters also, with undaunted courage these valiantly go, stout lads that are seasoned to laborious work, well able to fight the proud French or the Turk. In glittering arms they resolve to appear, to make all our enemies tremble for fear. Not only in London, but everywhere, they do to the army in thousands repair. The Cornwall and Devonshire boys are agreed to make the proud Papists in Flanders to bleed. And like valiant soldiers they solemnly vow to make the most insolent Catholics bow. The Dorset and Somerset boys too we find, they are to a Protestant monarch inclined, and at his command they will valiantly go, in order our enemies to overthrow. They have not forgot their relations of late, who suffered under a great person of state. Through every county all over the West, their loyalty to their good king is expressed, and under his banner they'll fight till they die, or otherwise make our proud enemies fly. Their cause being good, they're void of all fear, resolving to charge from the front to the rear. 'Tis very well known that they fear not the French, nor will they retire to give back an inch, but up to the face of the enemy ride, to curb and subdue their insolent pride. A touch of true courage ere long they shall feel, they'll chase them with swords of true tempered steel. Our army makes Lewis to tremble and quake, he fearing that Mons we again will retake, which we are resolved this summer to do, and a farther progress we still will pursue. With undaunted courage, brave boys will advance in order to conquer the glory of France. Renowned King William of conduct and skill, with brave sons of thunder will follow them still, while drums they are beating and trumpets do sound, and cannons like thunder are tearing the ground. The glory and power of France we disdain, King William in triumph and glory shall reign. From Flanders to France, boys, we soon will repair, and conquer that nation, oppose us who dare. their castles and towers and cities subdue, and make the proud Louis submit to us too, whilst conquering William with laurels is crowned, his fame and his name through the world shall go round.